News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has achieved economic growth for a fifth consecutive quarter, recording 1.8% growth for the period ending June 30. This according to preliminary data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Statin has confirmed that the outturn for the June quarter is stronger than had been originally estimated by both the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Bank of Jamaica. In relation to the July to September quarter, Dr. Phillips says the outturn is expected to be impacted by the severe drought conditions which affected the island, especially the agriculture sector. As a result, he says there is need to undertake significant improvements that will lead to reduced dependence on imports.
Agriculture would still constitute the main employer of labor in the country. And if we are going to overcome poverty as a country as a whole, it is going to require raising the levels of productivity and incomes in the agricultural sector.
To this end, the finance minister has pointed to signs that production will increase in various commodities, while noting that transformation is currently taking place in some factories and businesses that export agricultural produce. The government is exploring the possibility of expanding the $1.4 billion tablets in schools pilot program based on the positive impact it has been having at participating schools. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says there has been renewed interest in school attendance and learning by students since the year-long pilot started in September.
The success so far, a month and a half away, we are seeing once we've issued the tablets, the students, especially the boys, they don't have internet at home. So when they come to school, they're giving up lunchtime and recess. And we are seeing already in 6 weeks, those students, their reading is improving in 6 weeks. The attendance record at Haile Selassie has shot up since tablets have been introduced there. The students are coming to school because you know what? That computer now provides a means of learning that is interesting. And it motivates the youngsters to go and find out things.
Based on these results and the positive feedback from beneficiaries, Minister Paulwell says the expansion of the pilot is being considered to accommodate more students and institutions. Meanwhile, the technology minister says the government is ensuring that students provided with computer tablets can access appropriate educational content. Minister Philip Paulwell says certain sites have been blocked and applications have to be pre-approved before youngsters are exposed to them. He adds that a system is in place to monitor sites accessed by students.
We have a monitoring system that will reflect on every single site that the students go on. So whatever sites they are prevailing on, we know. And in that way, we are able to provide some level of censorship and guidance.
The Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, Education Chase Fund has formalized its funding arrangement with 6 teacher training institutions for the provision of scholarships in early childhood education at the undergraduate and postgraduate levels. Under the initiative, Chase has to date awarded 3,383 scholarships valued at over $284 million at the undergraduate level, and for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, committed $60 million for teacher training at the bachelor's, master's, as well as doctorate degree levels at local and overseas institutions. The Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed recently and establishes the platform for administering, monitoring, and assessing the scholarship program. And local business owners are being encouraged to establish effective continuity plans to counter the effects of crisis situations, such as natural and man-made disasters. Acting Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Richard Thompson, says crisis management is essential to the survival of any business enterprise, large or small. Mr. Thompson says the recent outbreak of the chikungunya virus in Jamaica and other parts of the Caribbean is a clear example of why businesses must develop effective continuity plans.
Even though to date we have not yet tallied the losses in terms of lost productive hours, we know that it is significant. For many businesses, probably roughly 40% of the staff were down with chikungunya.
Mr. Thompson was addressing the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce Great Britain Energy Seminar last week. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. a production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.